Looking overseas now, North Korea is in the throes of what it calls its first ever outbreak of COVID-19, even if it's largely avoiding the term COVID. State media said yesterday more than 1.7 million people have had fevers. 62 people have died since late April. Those numbers are impossible to confirm, though. At the same time, North Korea is gearing up for its first nuclear test in 5 years. Here to put this all together for us is Here and Now security analyst Jim Walsh, who's with the Security Studies Program at MIT. Jim, how widespread is the pandemic in North Korea right now, at least as best we can tell?
Well, I think there are some strong indicators that things are bad. And I'm reluctant to say that with everything else going on in the world. But from the outside, I'm really worried. First, there was the fact that Kim Jong-un wore a mask. He hasn't worn a mask in public in 2 years. My jaw dropped when he did that. And then he's been blaming functionaries for mistakes and errors. Never a good sign. But really, the telling indicator is what you just cited, Lisa, the statement. 1.7 million people with, quote, fevers, 62 deaths. So let's take just a second to break that down. One, that's an undercount. That's fevers. That's not all the people who are infected and asymptomatic. And I would say those numbers show that they're either misinformed or lying. Only 62 deaths on 1.7 million cases does not add up. If you go by the case fatality ratios in other countries, you know, we would expect tens of thousands of deaths. And then finally, it's a country of 25 million, and in less than a month, 2 million people are infected. I mean, that does not bode well.
And is it pretty safe to assume that there is no real testing equipment or treating capacity at all there?
Correct. I mean, the public health was always thin in North Korea. Compounding that, malnutrition, other health challenges, they're a very vulnerable country.
So here's the question. Why is he admitting to this right now? Kim Jong-un usually doesn't want to admit to any weakness of any sort whatsoever. Is it that he doesn't have any choice?
I don't know, obviously, but I think that's it. It's now too big to ignore. Many people were skeptical about the claim that they had no COVID cases all these 2 years, and now the dramatic reversal makes people wonder if things are really bad.
He has been pushing off efforts to receive medical assistance from abroad. Is he still doing that?
There is evidence, cargo planes in China, other pictures of relief supplies from China, that there may be supplies transferred. But, we are really behind the curve here. If you have 1.7 million cases, now you're a little late if you're trying to get testing and vaccines. So
this sounds like the making of a total catastrophe. What's your main concern here?
Well, first and foremost, humanitarian concern. Those poor folks who have been under essentially, quarantine as a country for 2 years, really harsh economic consequences, not very good health, and now they're facing this. I also wonder or worry, this is a giant petri dish. If they don't have any vaccination, you have a big outbreak, you're going to get more variants than we've already had. That's really, a broader global implication. And then finally, it's their internal stability. They survived a famine. I assume they'll survive this, but you don't want a country that's weak and has nuclear weapons to feel desperate.
Okay.
I hope we don't reach that point.
Right. And to the point of nuclear weapons, the South Korean government says North Korea appears to have finished preparations for its first nuclear test in about 5 years. What's the significance of that? Because we've been hearing about all sorts of tests, underground tests, et cetera, previously. What's up with this?
Well, I think there are a couple of things. Testing of nuclear weapons can be used for political signaling. It can also be used just because you want to upgrade your nuclear infrastructure. They want a secure second strike. They want to be able to launch nuclear weapons from sea that are invulnerable. So there's both testing for cause and testing for politics. But I think possibly this COVID outbreak may shift the schedule on that.
Shift the schedule to make it later? Because wouldn't this be an opportunity for somebody like Kim Jong-un to express his muscle?
I think if he was in a more desperate situation, maybe. But it doesn't look good if you're on the verge of a giant pandemic spread and you're focusing on launching nuclear weapons rather than dealing with the sick at home. I don't think that's a good look, even for a dictator. Plus, that's where his focus has to be. All his focus, presumably, will be on this giant challenge before him, staring him in the face. But, North Korea is an outlier. They do things we don't predict. So it's
right.
A possibility.
And we should say President Biden is heading to the peninsula today. Jim Walsh, MIT Security Studies Program, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa.